I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two sociologists, Nina Havers and Dan Hernandez, discussing praising children. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
My view on giving praise to children is simple. Approach it in the same way you'd approach rock climbing, with great caution. One false move or word can be disastrous. A child may get the wrong message if you say, for example, that poor homework is wonderful. And as for a rock climber, well, if they are led to believe that they are accomplished sports people when they aren't, they may find themselves in difficulty and their confidence in themselves and their instructor could be severely damaged. However, unlike rock climbing, how to praise a child in an effective way takes only moments to grasp.
I agree. And you hear so much what I call empty praise, when parents look absent-mindedly at their child's painting and just say, "Wonderful." It should always be followed up with, "Because." For example, it's full of detail. Children have very different personalities, but I found this sort of praise is always effective, no matter whether the child is naturally self-assured or not. And when children have really worked hard at something, it's up to adults to make the praise meaningful.
That's very true. My view on giving praise to children is simple. Approach it in the same way you'd approach rock climbing, with great caution. One false move or word can be disastrous. A child may get the wrong message if you say, for example, that poor homework is wonderful. And as for a rock climber, well, if they are led to believe that they are accomplished sports people when they aren't, they may find themselves in difficulty and their confidence in themselves and their instructor could be severely damaged. However, unlike rock climbing, how to praise a child in an effective way takes only moments to grasp.
I agree. And you hear so much what I call empty praise, when parents look absent-mindedly at their child's painting and just say, "Wonderful." It should always be followed up with, "Because." For example, it's full of detail. Children have very different personalities, but I found this sort of praise is always effective, no matter whether the child is naturally self-assured or not. And when children have really worked hard at something, it's up to adults to make the praise meaningful.
That's very true.
Extract 2. You hear two friends, Martha and Robert, discussing golf. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Hi, Robert. Are you still thinking about taking up golf?
Hi, Martha. Yes. And the more I think about it, the keener I am on the idea. I know it gives you a good workout, and I really need that because in my job I sit in front of a screen all day long. But I'd always thought of golf as kind of dated, you know, not cool. My uncle used to play at a very exclusive golf club and had to wear what I thought were ridiculous clothes to play in. Perhaps that's where I got my prejudiced ideas from.
Probably. Well, I'm up for it if you are. I don't have a lot of extra cash to splash out, though.
You wouldn't need to if we joined the City Golf Club. I know what you mean, though. Some private golf clubs can be pricey. I'll ask a guy I know at work about the City Club. He's a golfer.
Actually, they're having an open day when potential members can go along. I saw a poster somewhere. We could check it out then. Interested?
You bet.
Hi, Robert. Are you still thinking about taking up golf?
Hi, Martha. Yes. And the more I think about it, the keener I am on the idea. I know it gives you a good workout, and I really need that because in my job I sit in front of a screen all day long. But I'd always thought of golf as kind of dated, you know, not cool. My uncle used to play at a very exclusive golf club and had to wear what I thought were ridiculous clothes to play in. Perhaps that's where I got my prejudiced ideas from.
Probably. Well, I'm up for it if you are. I don't have a lot of extra cash to splash out, though.
You wouldn't need to if we joined the City Golf Club. I know what you mean, though. Some private golf clubs can be pricey. I'll ask a guy I know at work about the City Club. He's a golfer.
Actually, they're having an open day when potential members can go along. I saw a poster somewhere. We could check it out then. Interested?
You bet.
Extract 3. You hear two friends talking about a summer music festival they have just been to. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
That was the best festival ever. I mean, the lineup of bands was awesome, sure, but it was the organisation as well that was first class.
I've never been to a festival where the sound was so good. Do you think it was because they'd invested in the best sound system?
I think that's a given at a music festival. Well, the best they can afford. What I noticed was the layout of the whole area. That had been landscaped to get the best acoustics. The importance of that often seems to be ignored or perhaps forgotten. I also liked the way the sound engineers checked everything and wouldn't let the band start until they were happy that everything was okay.
That local band held their own against some big international names.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about them until I heard someone chatting about them while I was getting coffee.
And I only realised they were worth seeing when I went to the stage where they were playing and a huge crowd was gathering. I was so pleased for them, especially when one of the big names later said how great they were.
That was the best festival ever. I mean, the lineup of bands was awesome, sure. But it was the organisation as well that was first class.
I've never been to a festival where the sound was so good. Do you think it was because they'd invested in the best sound system?
I think that's a given at a music festival. Well, the best they can afford. What I noticed was the layout of the whole area. That had been landscaped to get the best acoustics. The importance of that often seems to be ignored or perhaps forgotten. I also liked the way the sound engineers checked everything and wouldn't let the band start until they were happy that everything was okay.
That local band held their own against some big international names.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about them until I heard someone chatting about them while I was getting coffee.
And I only realised they were worth seeing when I went to the stage where they were playing and a huge crowd was gathering. I was so pleased for them, especially when one of the big names later said how great they were.
That's the end of part 1.